feel great. Ready to show the Sheffield and Rotherham public what I can do, and the nation and around the world on Spike TV, because I've had a phone call this morning from my auntie in Canada, and she can even get Spike out there. So
you've got family watching everywhere?
Yeah, I've got family and friends watching all around the world, and I'm absolutely buzzing.
How's the build-up been?
Been perfect. Everything's gone to plan. I've been ahead of schedule, so Ryan slowed me down a bit, but that's made me feel better this last week. I've got no aches. Went and had my massage yesterday up at Mark Rowe Physio Centre, Therapy Centre, and I feel brilliant. He says I feel good, I'm nice and loose, and I'm excited and ready for it.
Do you feel you're in the form of your life right now? Because your form would suggest that, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. Well, I'm 28 years old, and they always say at 27, 28, you're in your prime. I feel like I am. I'm just reaching it. And tomorrow, Saturday night, I'm going to put a performance in of my lifetime, and I'm going to impress people and show that I'm not just a fighter. I can box as well, but if I need to, I can go back and have a fight.
Is this where you step up onto that next level, do you feel now?
It is, yeah. My opponent's in there now, good, strong opponent, neat boxer. So I know I've got to have my A game on, and that's what I'm bringing.
Yeah, tell us a bit about class then. What do you know about him?
I know he's a southpaw. He likes to throw a few shots wild, but he's also neat. So I've got to be just switched on all the time. I've got to be in and out, moving off that jab, long jab of mine. He looks like he's got long arms. I haven't watched any videos of him, but from what everyone else has watched, he's a very rangy boxer, so he tries to throw it. He's only short, but because he's got such long arms, he likes to let him go a bit. So I've just got to be switched on.
You don't do that, do you? You don't watch videos of your opponent?
No, not at all. I leave all that to Ryan and Dennis and Chris Smedley. Sometimes you can read too much into somebody. As long as the right roster boss focus 99% on me, 1% on him. I've got an opponent, he's got two arms, two legs and a chin. 99% I know how hard I've trained, what I've done, how I've dieted, how I've lived correctly. I know I'm ready for it.
What difference does it make in being a southpaw? What have you had to do to prepare for that?
Nothing. Nothing different. I took the fight with Jason Cunningham at 4 days' notice. He was southpaw, and I beat him over a 12-round war. I've been boxing nearly 21 years. I've sparred with small, fat, short, long range, every type of boxer there is. Southpaw, orthodox, switch hitters, Sheffield's biggest switch hitting city. So I've done it with him over years, so I know what to do.
And you've done some sparring over in Manchester as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been sparring with Paul Butler in Manchester. Me and him's been having a good sparring. He's been helping me. He has been switching for me just to keep me on my toes a bit, so it's been brilliant.
You've just met Klass inside. I saw you shake hands. First time you've met him, is that?
Yeah, first time. I went up to him and shook his hand. It seemed like he didn't know who I was, but obviously he's going to know Saturday night. But I have respect for all every fighter out there, so he's got a job to do and I have, but I know mine's to win it and I'm going to.
Is that a bit of psychology then? You're thinking, pretending he don't know who you are?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. He thinks, I've got the mind games over him. I'm the winner. In my head, I've won this, so I just need to turn up and the right roster boss turn up Saturday night and I'm walking away with a new belt.
It's your sixth fight in 14 months. That's some schedule, that.
Of course it is. I made me come back 2nd of March last year under Dennis Hobson and Ryan Rhodes, and what a journey we've been on so far. This will be my sixth fight, my third title, so can't wish for better than that, and I'm inches away from that world title now, so I'm absolutely on top of my game.
How much do you owe to Dennis Hobson for what he has done for you over these last 14-15 months?
I'm so proud. I say it in every interview. I'm so proud to work alongside him, have him as my manager and promoter. We're like family anyway. I've known him all a long time through boxing, through Clinton Woods and things like that, so I've always known him, but my family's close friends with his. We even had Christmas dinner together. That's how close, and that's how it should be in boxing. Ryan Rhodes, another one of my heroes growing up, is now my trainer, and he's like a big brother to me, so I'm on top of the world.
What would a win this weekend do for you and your profile on Spike TV? Like you say, your family can watch it in Canada. What would it do for you, do you think?
I believe it's where I need to be now. I've been on Sky before years ago, and people forget about me. Well, they forgot about me. I was out with injuries, things like that. I'm back now. I'm 110%. I'm at top of my game. I've been Commonwealth champion, WBO European, former English champion. Now I'm going to be WBO Intercontinental. People need to know who I am and recognise me.
I was going to say, do you not think you get the recognition you deserve at times?
I do today. After today, I've woke up and I'm in Sun newspaper, I'm in Sheffield Star, I'm in Yorkshire Post, I'm in Telegraph. So I think, fine, roster boss is on the map.
And if you win this one, I know that Dennis Hobson's spoken about it, when you win this one, I know Dennis Hobson said it's almost an eliminator, isn't it, for a world title fight?
Yeah, that's it. I'm inches away now for that world title. And it's what I've been working nearly 21 years for, so I'm ready for it.
And that would be, we speak about all these world title fights that we see many fighters go for, but what would that mean for you to just have a shot at that?
It's every kid's dream, isn't it, to fight for a world title. These belts, what I've got now, these are absolutely buzzing. Each belt I'm proud of, so this, I'm going to even be more proud of, win this Saturday, and then I get a chance to fight for a world title.
And I know that you've said as well that you want to have it at Hillsborough, possibly, if you get one.
Yeah, it'd be great to have it at Wednesday Ground, wouldn't it? I follow Wednesday, but I like Hull City supporting me, Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday, Steelers, Steel Dogs, whoever. I want all of Sheffield behind me, but I would like it at Wednesday Ground, yeah.